News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Setter, our fabulous producer. We appreciate all his help and hard work. That's why the archives are going to be up to speed shortly after this interview. We invite you to go to WKOK.com. Click on the on-air segment, and the WKOK podcast page is right there. Our preview page is there. You can see what's lined up for later today on WDKOK's On the Mark program as well. On the news line with us now, Sharon McDonald. She is a senior extension educator with Penn State University, the Penn State Extension Office. She's a food safety specialist, and I'll bet she is just a fun person to have around if you're having an outdoor picnic in the summer. Good morning, Sharon. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. So
I do appreciate it. Do people invite you to their picnics, or do they think, I don't know, she's going to say something about...
Yeah, usually there's some kind of comment about, oh, did you bring your thermometer, or, ooh, I better not do that. Karen's here, so...
That's funny. Okay, well, super. Okay, well, then that probably makes it end up safer for everybody. So, well, let's talk about that. Can you give us a little food safety primer, and then we'll have some specific questions, kind of reintroduce us to this important topic as the weather gets warmer.
Sure. Well, obviously this past weekend was kind of the start of the picnic season, and I think it's important for people to remember that during the summer months we do tend to see an uptick in the number of food poisonings or foodborne illnesses that occur. So it's very important for picnics and really for any time to make sure that you're handling food safety, because nobody wants to get sick during the summer. So,
and can we pinpoint a culprit when it comes to sort of food safety issues? If we do have an increase in cases of food contamination or people getting sick, what's the culprit?
Well, during the summer with those warmer temperatures, bacteria that can cause foodborne illness really thrive in those warmer temperatures. So it's very important that we keep food out of what we call the temperature danger zone, which is 40 degrees to 140 degrees Fahrenheit, because anytime food sits in that temperature range, if there is harmful bacteria present, they're really going to start to grow and multiply and potentially make somebody sick. So our goal, and you hear this all the time, keep cold foods cold and hot foods hot, below 40 degrees or above 140 degrees, then we can definitely stop or slow the growth of those harmful microorganisms.
Well, we sometimes have things that are stored at room temperature. We see a lot of folks in their kitchen will keep the butter out for a long time, and you might see a pizza laying out on the, I mean, closed in a box, but out for a while, getting up to room temperature. This isn't just for, I guess, so I want to say there are some things we generally leave out. What should we know about that idea?
Yeah, the foods that we're most concerned with leaving at room temperature are more those perishable items, what we call foods that require temperature and time control for safety. So things like, obviously, either cooked or uncooked meat. Once we make salads or cut fresh fruit, we want to make sure that once we've made it, we get it back in the refrigerator or serve it right away. Dairy products, milk in particular, not so much butter, because that has a high fat content, so it's not going to make us sick if we eat it, but it will go rancid much more quickly. Sandwiches that we make, any of those ready-to-eat foods, are all things we need to make sure that we're keeping cold when we're serving them.
What's the safest food in the summer?
The safest food in the summer?
Right, least likely to have the bacteria.
Well...
honey and butter, how about that?
Honey and butter, probably, you know, probably all those really highly processed foods that we probably don't want to be eating as much of. So,
right.
I mean, all food has a certain amount of risk or potential for contamination, but there's a lot we can do to keep it safe. I guess probably the one thing to definitely start with is always making sure that you're washing your hands before you're handling food and any utensils or surfaces that you're preparing food on are also cleaned before you start that preparation.
And then during the process, what are other measures to keep cold foods cold and hot and hands clean and so on?
Well, during preparation, you want to make sure that you're avoiding cross-contamination, which is where maybe if you're handling raw meats like chicken or hamburgers, something like that, the juices from those meats, if they contaminate a cutting board and then you go to cut lettuce on it or fruit, those juices then can contaminate the lettuce or the fruit, which you're not going to be cooking. And as a result, if you consume those foods, you could potentially get sick. So preventing that cross-contamination. Also, when you're preparing foods, make sure you're not trying to prepare too much at one time. So prepare it in small batches and then put it back in the refrigerator till you're ready to serve. And also when it comes to cooking, you know, chicken or ground meat or any of those animal proteins, we always recommend make sure that you're cooking them to the correct temperature, because that is the one way we have of actually destroying those harmful microorganisms that might be present. But it has to reach the right temperature in order to do that. So use that food thermometer to check that it's been cooked to the correct temperature.
All right, and I've seen some good cooks who that don't take on too much at one time, so they will make, for example, the potato salad, finish that, cover it, put it away, then start something else rather than try to do, you know, sort of multitask and keep 20 things going so you don't have any downtime or anything. There's no waiting involved, so they kind of keep that going. So I've seen that in action. And as for the food thermometer, well, just tell us, give us some sound advice. Let's suppose we don't know anything about a food thermometer. Describe how they work and how to use them.
Well, there's two types, and you can buy them, you know, at almost any department store. The one that I usually recommend is what we call a digital thermometer, where the temperature will read out in digital numbers. And that's a good thermometer because it takes the temperature more at the tip of the stem. The other type is what we call a dial thermometer, and that will have a dial on it with little ticks every 2 degrees that then you can read the temperature. If you're using those, you want to make sure that you're inserting the stem of the thermometer from the tip of the stem up to like a little dimple that's about a third of the way up to get an accurate temperature. But I think probably the easiest for people to use would be that one that has the digital readout. And then when you're cooking your meats, when you think they're done or almost done, then put the thermometer into the meat, in the thickest part of the meat, and just check to make sure that the food has reached the correct temperature before you take it off the grill or out of the oven.
You also recommend people set up a hand wash station. That's handy. Tell us about that.
Yeah, especially if you're, you know, out picnicking somewhere, it's a good idea to take supplies with you to wash hands. One of those big 5-gallon thermo containers that you can put hot water in before you leave your house. It has a spigot, so you can, you know, open the spigot to wash your hands. Take a bucket to catch the wash water, and then some soap and paper towels. Set that up at the end of the picnic table, and you have your hand wash station ready to go. So I think that's really important. I mean, we've all been, you know, heard much about hand washing in the last year and a half. And when it comes to food and keeping food safe, hand washing is really number one as far as food safety is concerned. And it's really important. A lot of people will say, well, can I just use the hand sanitizer? Well, you really need to have clean hands when it comes to handling food, clean hands. And the only way to get that is by washing with soap and water. And then if you want to use the hand sanitizer afterwards, then that would be appropriate. But having that hand wash station, you can wash your hands before you're ready to eat, or, you know, if somebody's preparing the food, then they can wash in between handling those raw meat products and any ready-to-eat food. So we always recommend setting that up, if at all possible, when you're going for a picnic.
Are we going to have different kind of picnics from now on?
I think people are much more aware of hand washing, for one thing, and also I think people have become more aware of food safety and the importance of handling food correctly. Even though, you know, the coronavirus is not transmitted via food, I think people just, you know, are just more aware and a little better understanding of how easy bacteria and viruses can spread. So hopefully we'll see a little more food safety emphasis when it comes to these picnics.
Where do we get more information on all of this and see all of this printed out and written out?
Well, you can go to our website, which is extension.psu.edu, and under that, just click on the food safety tab, and we have lots of information around home food safety, summertime food safety, home food preservation, plus food safety in lots of other areas, retail operations, on-farm food safety, what have you. So that's the best place to go to our website.
Additional information. What else would you like to pass along? We have a moment left.
I would just say, you know, just be food safety smart this summer. I mean, people are definitely going to be getting out more and gathering more as the restrictions ease, but we still want to keep food safety in mind, whatever we're doing, because, like I said, nobody wants to get sick with some kind of a food poisoning or foodborne illness during the summer.
Survive the pandemic and then get sick at a picnic. That doesn't sound like a good
we don't want to see that, that's for sure.
That's no good. Okay, well, extension.psu.edu. Please check in occasionally. I know we're going to talk to you later this summer about some specific foods and recipes and maybe a little bit more fun information to pass along, but
okay.
This safety information is very important. Sharon, thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Thanks for all you're doing. And we'll check out that website and make sure that we have some super safe, fun picnics and outdoor activities this summer. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
That is, thank you. That is Sharon McDonald. She is a senior Penn State educator, extension educator with Penn State Extension, a food safety specialist, to be sure, at Penn State University. And again, the website she talked about, extension.psu.edu.